Well, Chris, many congratulations. Sum up that result in your own words.
It's a fantastic result, you know, to come to Bristol City, top of the league. You know, bear in mind they've only conceded one goal the other night at home to Port Vale. That's the first goal they've conceded since the turn of the year. You know, so we knew it'd be tough. You know, they're a good side. Steve's assembled a cracking team down here. So for us to come, you know, away from home, score three goals and get 3 points is, you know, it's testament to the lads because we, you know, in honesty, we had words at half time. You know, because we thought we'd done well enough first half, and to come in 1-0 down, we thought it weren't on. So, you know, we had words, and, you know, credit to the boys, they came out and they had a real good go second half, and they played like we know they can play.
Perhaps had more of the ball. Their goal owed a lot to the deflection, really, didn't it? Not a bad finish in the end, but it's the deflection towards Smith that made it.
Yeah, but it was our positivity that we questioned. You know, we had the ball down in their far left hand corner, you know, on our right wing, and we got two lads out there, and all of a sudden we lose the ball from a good position, and the ball ends up, you know, 10 seconds later in the back of your net. You know, so it was a deflection, good finish in the end, but you know, possibly, you know, sometimes to come in and then to get the reaction second half. Sometimes you think you shouldn't have to wait 45 minutes. You know, we don't need to wait 45 minutes to get a reaction. But like I say, in fairness, we got it second half, and you know, it's a cracking win for us and a platform. You know, we keep talking about platforms to hunt the top two down. You know, and we spoke about that after losing at Gillingham. We were bitterly disappointed, you know, to lose from 0-0 in the 86th minute at Gillingham. So we've had, you know, two great reactions, and then, you know, we go Tuesday night, which is going to be another tough game at Notts County.
A platform, you know, hopefully and potentially, but also you needed to make a statement, because the Blades have done okay, but you've always felt there's been some more in this team this year. Well, now you've arguably got the best away result of the season in the bank.
Yeah, and I think that's probably summed up today in the first half and the second half performances. First half we were okay. Second half, when we picked it up and played like us as staff, we know the lads can do that. And you know, for some reason at times the lads doubt it. You know, we see it day in, day out, and we're just pleased that second half it came out and we got what we deserved.
So, well, unfair perhaps to single any two players out, but one I dare say you'll be particularly pleased with. How good was Terry Kennedy today?
Terry's I think we spoke about Terry after the QPR game.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
The last time I did the press, and you know, tell again today, you know, particularly late on, you know, when you know against a big side the ball's going to come in your box, and you know, that's what Tell's great at. You know, he stands up, he wants to head the ball, he wants to block things, you know. But again, the other lads at the side of him, you know, Chris Basham, he ends up slotting back in just in front of him. He's heading things out. Jay McEverley and obviously Brian and Bob at fullbacks, you know. So but yeah, you know, Tell's, it's great, you know, and I'm pleased to see the progression that Tell's made, you know, through the 18s, obviously, you know, with John Pemberton, who's their assistant today. I'm sure John will be really pleased to see, you know, how he's progressed. You know, he started with John, and then he's gone on, and you know, he does that. We know he can do that, and that's what he will do. And what pleases us is, you know, technically he's come on as well. You know, because everybody speaks nowadays about centre halves having to be technically good as well. But first and foremost, he has to be good when that ball comes in his box. He has to clear it. He has to get it out of his box and be a defender.
Mm. A couple of final points from me. If there is a downside today, Baxter, what happened to him?
I think he took a dead leg real early on down in front of the dugouts. I think one of their lads came through, you know, to clear an edit, and I think he just caught him with a knee. So obviously we've got him on the ice, we've got him on the compression straight away, you know, so we'll assess him. So we'll see how he is. See how he is Monday morning.
Yeah, the likelihood of getting Howard back. Turner was particularly strong today, but the likelihood of Mark Howard being fit for Tuesday night.
Well, Mark had a little bit of a back issue. So anybody knows back injuries. It's you know, he's improved. He's improved a lot. You know, we left him at home obviously because of the coach journey. He wouldn't have done him any good. So we've left him at home. Obviously, George Willis came with us. You know, again, we just hope he keeps progressing.
How important is it that this is that platform and you do build on this? What is it, 18 to go now if you're to ultimately achieve your aims?
Yeah, 18 to go, but like I said, you know, Notts County on Tuesday night away, which is going to be another real tough game for us. So we have to get prepared for that. And, you know, we can talk about platforms, but the platform is, you know, going to Notts County and getting another positive result on Tuesday night.
I have to say, Chris, this week, well, following Danny Wilson's departure from Barnsley, there's been all sorts of talk, but on bookies' lists, etc., Your name has been thrown into that. Care to comment? Any truth, any substance?
I think that's probably, you know, I'm an ex-Barnsley player. I've gone on and coached, and obviously gone on the first team side here at Sheffield United. And you know, first and foremost, I've got a fantastic job where I am. And obviously names will appear, ex players. You know, but you know, I think it's obviously disappointing when, you know, a manager of Danny's calibre, you know, loses his job. You know, he did a fantastic job here, as everybody knows. Unlucky not to get promotion. Went to Barnsley, and you know, I think he's changed things around there. Obviously, he's had a remit to work to. You know, and he looked to be doing that. You know, he looked to have assembled a good young squad, which obviously when you're trying to change things and you're trying to reduce costs, etc., you know, you try and get good young players in, and he's identified them. And you know, to be, I think they were 7 points off the playoffs. So yeah, I think it's you know, first and foremost, I think it's disappointing for, you know, for somebody like Danny, you know, a good man, a good football man, to lose his job.